somebody says they have theological problems with that song, and I'm like, well, you know what, if you were listening to me for theology, it would be a painful situation. I wrote it as a parable, just, and like I said, it just ended up being a stupid song, but it is probably one of the more angry songs I've ever written, but it has this kind of goofy little line at the end of it, where I go, you know, everything's going to be okay, and that's pretty much the basis of the song. This guy has been beat up, torn apart, broken down by life, and yet everything is going to be okay because he understands that he is loved, and he understands that he gets to love also. And yes, God is more important than going to church. And I'm not going to say that's definitely not the theme of the song, for the church is the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. But you know what? God's love transcends all our attempts at religion, be it Methodist, Catholic, Judaism, atheism, whatever we come up with, God's love transcends all that. And the character in this song, Jim, I think somehow had a grasp on that notion, though I don't think he knew he had that. I think that's, yeah, I think maybe sometimes it does. Because Paul says, though when we try to become good by following the rules that we come up with, we separate ourselves from Christ. We have fallen away from grace. That's how we separate ourselves from Jesus. So I guess it's not the smoking, drinking, and cussing that we thought it was. So I think that the question is then, what rules do each of us go by? Because we all have them. We all have these rules that we go by and we won't break, and we hold on to, and we trust that that's where our identity is coming from, when in essence it's coming from a God who really doesn't care about what we come up with. He's more concerned with loving our souls and our souls coming God back. So I think the truth can sometimes hit home, and I'm not saying that this song has anything of truth in it, but sometimes, like I said, what's palatable may not be what we need to hear.